Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Today we're going to talk about an interesting, relatively new
it is
model of psychotherapy, or sort of a psychotherapeutic model called dialectical behavioral therapy.
Right. You've all heard of, most of
DBT.
You've heard of DBT.
Yes.
Dialectical behavioral therapy. It was created, my goodness, it must be 20 years ago now.
Probably about
that. Was at Texas.
Which is relatively new.
It's a new,
To some of the other therapies that have been around for...
What would be 95? Would that be 05? About 15 years ago.
95?
Yeah, it was in the 90s.
95 was 22 years ago.
Well, that's when it was then.
Okay. So that was...
95, 05.
15. Yeah.
So, 20 years old, okay?
Yeah.
Developed by Marcia Linneman.
Mm-hmm.
Linneman. And it was originally used for... As the only treatment we had for borderline personality disorder.
Uh-huh.
And then over the years, other people have taken the procedure that mm-hmm. she developed and are using it for other things. And so I thought this was interesting because it's DBT used for communications in relationships.
Yeah.
Interesting and, application.
Right. And this is on our blog, psychreg.org, mm-hmm. and it's written by Leanna Tsangarides. And she's... practicing independent social worker, practicing up in Connecticut. Is what it shows on her website. And the link to all of that is in the show notes.
Mm-hmm.
But the title of it is How Can DBT Help Maintain Relationships?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And again, really like mm-hmm. this because DBT is a lot about communication. It's a lot about looking at mm-hmm. history and issues that are maybe creating some challenges and problems for you.
Right.
And this is an interesting approach. Mm-hmm. To manage
relationships. I love the juxtaposition of this new theory that wasn't developed for this purpose, but mm-hmm. seems to fit quite well.
Right,
mm-hmm.
right.
It's a great application of it.
And you know, that happens in our field a lot, because I remember when I'm working with students, and one of the things I talk about as we kind of mm-hmm. are approaching their time to take the test, you know, they do that a lot on... You know, when they look at their theoretical models,
mm-hmm.
they do that a lot on tests where they'll say, you know, look at this theoretical model from family systems and how might that apply to this work-related mm-hmm. issue or mm-hmm. this, you know, this family system, this take this family systems theory and apply it to, you know, an individual mm-hmm. in another situation. And so we do that a lot because there are lots of ways in which these... In which these different theories overlap and can really complement each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really like her idea. And she uses an acronym, GIVE, G-I-V-E.
And I like it because it simplifies it.
Right.
Okay, it's something easily packaged, easy to remember, but great advice in each one.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so again, what we're talking about is how to use this theory, this mm-hmm. dialectical behavioral therapy, DBT, to help maintain relationships, primarily to improve communication and to make things better that way.
Right. And it makes me think of that course we used to teach about improving human communication and how many of our problems are communication problems.
Right.
And we always began with the Challenger disaster and said, that wasn't a technical problem. That was a communication problem.
Right.
People knew that there was a problem, but they were afraid to report it to their superiors. So most of these things are communication problems.
Right.
And most of the problems in relationships are communication problems.
Absolutely. So mm-hmm. so let's talk about this acronym, GIVE, G-I-V-E. Right. G is for gentle.
Right.
And so being gentle, as she writes, being gentle means being kind, non-judgmental, and respectful in your communications.
Right.
So, you know, it's one of those things that, of course.
Seems so simple.
But we don't do that. And I think that if most of you go into your text messages and look at your last communications or some of your... you know, scroll back and look at previous communications mm-hmm. with your significant other, you're going to find that you weren't always gentle.
Right.
You know, and that goes for all of us.
We're all guilty.
I certainly put myself into that category where there's probably times when I could have said something a little bit differently or I could have said something a little bit more gentle to help make sure that, you know, that my message came across in a better way.
Right.
Or
right.
was at least received in a better way.
Yeah, blaming, shaming, and accusing. We're sort of be gentle when you talk. You know, be considerate, be gentle.
Right.
So many times we'll, you know, in everybody's home, you know, people are just be gentle when
right.
you talk.
Right.
And lower the tone, you know, change the tone, lower the volume, and just speak gently to everybody.
Right, mm-hmm. right. Now, that was the G, G for gentle. I is for interested. And so...
Another.
People like to be listened to,
right.
and people like to feel as though when they're talking, the other person mm-hmm. is interested in what they're talking about.
Right.
And so what we're really talking about here is, remember the podcast we did, and I don't remember the number, but we did a podcast called Listening Versus Hearing.
Right.
And
right.
and this is what we're talking about. Being interested mm-hmm. is listening.
That's right.
You know, hearing is a physiological response. That's mm-hmm. the bones
do with
vibrating.
Their ears. Right.
It's mm-hmm. it's the brain.
Right.
Listening is the process of attending
right.
to what you're hearing,
right.
so that you can then process it and make sense of it
right.
and appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're really talking about here.
When we talked about that course
mm-hmm.
that we used to teach, the book we used had a lot of little nuggets
right.
of wisdom in it. And one of them was, we are taught to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants their children to speak.
Right.
You know, talk early, develop sophisticated, and we teach speaking and we teach talking and we teach expression.
Mm-hmm.
We don't teach listening.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, we always count the number of expressive words
right.
that our little ones can,
mm-hmm.
can you know,
right.
use, but we rarely... count the number of words that they can understand.
Yeah, and we don't teach kids how to listen.
Right.
You know, we have public speaking.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have public listening.
Right.
We have public speaking. And we have presentations, but not how should you act during a presentation.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
how do you listen? And in therapy, we do it all the time. You know,
yeah.
become a better listener.
Yeah.
Listen with your heart and your ears.
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely. Now, the V in give is validate.
Right.
And again, this is one of those other common communication skills that you just need to learn, and that is to validate what the other person is saying.
That's right. How do you do that?
You do that, it starts with listening.
Right. By listening.
And it starts with, you know, we did a podcast, we've done a podcast this week as well called Opinions, about opinions. And so we're talking about, you know, you validate them by saying, I appreciate that that's your opinion. My opinion is different, but that's great.
When you're talking to me, what do you want me to do?
When
you talk to me, you come into my office and you uh-huh. interrupt me when
mm-hmm.
I'm working, slavishly
mm-hmm.
working.
Yeah.
Now you come into the office and you want to say something to me.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want me to do?
I want you to look at me.
That's right. And we did a podcast earlier this week
mm-hmm.
about parents on their devices
yeah. Yeah.
rather than attending to their children.
So there's a lot of podcasts that we did this week that have to do with this.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because... If I'm talking to you, I want you to look at me.
Right.
You know, humor, I say to my kid, they say, well, I'm listening to you, as their
mm-hmm.
Opposable thumbs are racing across the screen.
I like it when you mimic people texting.
What's the
look,
I look like
great.
What?
I'm not going to say it.
Just for that, I'm getting a Twitter account later today. No, and they'll say, but I'm listening to you. No, you're not.
Right.
Listening means you look at me. I'm
yeah.
not going to keep you here very long.
Yeah.
They accuse me of that. I'm not going to keep you here very long. While I'm talking, please give me the respect. Give me
right.
the look at me, I'll get this out as soon as I can.
Right.
Okay. But I want you to look at me.
Right.
That's listening. That's validating.
Right.
If you're not looking at me, no, you're not validating.
Yeah. Anything. And I think that the argument that people will have is, they'll repeat exactly the words that you just said.
Yeah.
And again, that's
I heard
that's
what you
the
said.
Physiological process.
You
that's
heard.
Not the listening process.
That's right. You heard you weren't listening.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because, well, we could get into the science behind hearing just later
right.
on, because, you know, we talk about different memory systems, right?
Sure.
Oh, I love this
right.
stuff. Short-term memory, long-term memory, working memory. There's another one called sensory memory.
Right.
And sensory memory is... when you touch something and you can still feel it,
right.
Even mm-hmm. after you've stopped touching it, the sensory memory that lasts the longest is
hearing.
Hearing.
I'm gonna tell my daughters this tonight when
yeah.
I see them. I'm saying, you heard Dr. Bernie, what he said on that podcast this morning. Well, can't do it today, but...
Yeah, that's right, when it comes out. But that's why sometimes somebody will say something, mm-hmm. and you'll say, what did you say? And then before they could even start to tell you, then you heard it.
Right.
And it's because that it's still sort of held
it's
in
that... It's still there before it degrades. Mm-hmm. It's in your brain somewhere.
Right.
It will degrade eventually.
Yeah.
But no, I want your attention. I want you to validate. You have to look at me while I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
You know, when we tell people, when you're talking to somebody, move closer to them mm-hmm. and make eye contact, gain eye contact.
Right.
So that, you know, you're sure that they're listening.
Right, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, the E in give is mm-hmm. easy manner. All right? So relax. Just...
breathe.
Relax and breathe. Mm-hmm. And so we get ourselves so worked up sometimes when we're interacting with our loved ones or when significant others or just colleagues.
Right.
We get ourselves so worked up that it's difficult to do all the other things that we're saying that we need to do. It's difficult to be gentle. It's difficult to be interested.
Right.
It's difficult to validate when you're so worked up because
right.
you're stressed or because you're overwhelmed.
Right.
And mm-hmm. so you need to make sure that you relax and take a step back.
Calm down, you know, as you say, take a step back, you
mm-hmm.
know, take a breath, take a step back, and then have a gentle,
right.
easy manner conversation.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because it's not, we act as though many of these things are urgent,
mm-hmm.
and they're just simply not. It's not as urgent as we often
right.
feel as though it is.
Yeah. And it's not a mistake that the first one is be gentle, and
mm-hmm.
the last one is relax and have an
yeah.
easy manner. You know, just take it easy.
Yeah.
You know, don't get aroused.
Yeah.
Because you often don't hear your tone of voice.
Right.
The other person does. You may not be aware of your tone of voice.
Right.
You know, so be mindful of that.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're working on your relationship, when you're managing your relationship, and you want to improve your relationship,
right.
remember to give.
Mm-hmm.
Be gentle, be interested, be validate, and be easy.
Be easy. Right.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
G-I-V-E. It's as easy as
I
that.
I like that one.
All right. So that is it for today.
Mm-hmm.
Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.